Cam FM.
I can see on the start, I'm on first post corner, I can see just up to the start where the boats are all still sat against the side of the bank. 4 minute cannon's gone, but we won't see them push out into the stream until sort of shortly after the 1 minute cannon. They won't head out until sort of 45 or 30 seconds before the start. It all looks very calm on the start at the moment. I think now that we're up in the women's second division, everyone knows exactly what they're doing. They've all got their race, they're prepared for these races. They know exactly how to prepare and how to row. There's not going to be any panic like you get in the lower divisions leading to the carnage we've seen earlier in the week. Ben, do you want to give us a rundown of what we expect to see in this division?
Yes, absolutely. So at the top of the division, we have Murray Edwards 1, then Kings 1, Jesus 2, Magdalen 1, Darwin 1, Fitz 1, Emma 2, Sydney 1, Newnham 2, Pembroke 2, Homerton 1, Robinson 1, Wolfson 1, who are on for their blade, well done Wolfson W1, Clare W2, Queens 2, who have done pretty well this week, it has to be said, LMBC 2, Lucy Cav Hughes Hall 1, and the sandwich boat today is Downing W2. Now, just to kind of paint you a picture, if you're sat at home, wherever you are in the world, whether it be that little village up in Scotland, or maybe as far afield as the States, Australia, Singapore, wherever it is you're listening, we are in the middle of the Cambridgeshire countryside. It's a slightly cloudy day, and lining these grassy banks of the River Cam, as it winds its way through Fenditton and towards Cambridge, the banks are lined by probably a good 200-300 spectators on both sides. Here on Grassy Corner, on the near side, which is, this is a kind of a gut in the river, a place where the river bends sharply and we expect lots of carnage, lots of action in the earlier divisions. In the higher divisions, we expect better coxing, but of course, a couple of years ago, Keys M1 mounted the bank after their rudder fell off. So there's always the potential for disaster and destruction, and that's what makes bumps so bloody wonderful. Now over to Tim, though, because the 1 minute cannon has just gone, and he should be able to see the boats being pushed out into the stream.
Yes, it would appear that the first boats are just beginning to be pushed out into the stream. I'm sure a few more, well, they'll all follow it very shortly to get into the optimum position for their start. At the top of the division, we're expecting Jesus W2 in third position. They've come up five positions so far this year after overbumping on Pembroke 2 on the first day. We're expecting them to get off to a good start to try and get their blades to go up. And the start cannon has just gone. We're off. The flashes of all colours of blade. Everyone seems to be getting off to a reasonable start. Murray Edwards has started very close to the bank, by the looks of things, as I can see them coming. I can't quite see them behind a wall of spectators at the moment. Murray Edwards started very close to the bank. Everyone else starting further out into the stream. Murray Edwards now steering out in towards the middle of the river into the first corner. Kings behind them looking strong. Murray Edwards all together looking very, rowing very well here. Their cox encouraging them on very competently. Behind them, Kings. Jesus are closing down on Kings now. It's down to a length where Murray Edwards has pulled away to at least two lengths. Jesus are really closing down, looking for this bump. They want it. They desperately want it. Behind them, we've got Magdalen rowing strongly. Behind them, Darwin looks to be on station. And behind that, we're expecting to see Fitz W1. They are also look to be on station. The little red billy goats on the oar tips coming towards me now. Behind that, we have Emma 2 taking a very much tighter line. They're taking a line very much inside Fitz as Fitz now comes back in into the corner. Ben, what's going on with you?
Well, Murray Ed's W1 are rowing towards me now. Kings deep behind them on station. A spectator just jumped into the cam in order to retrieve something with it. It looks like she's been lifted out. She was wearing Clare colours. Hopefully she's fine, but let's make sure she doesn't swallow too much, otherwise she'll get Viles disease. Murray Eds are powering past me now, about two boat lengths ahead of Kings. They're pulling away and doing very, very well. They're hoping, of course, to become the sandwich boat in the W1 division. Jesus are gaining on Kings. They've got it down to about a boat length. Behind them, they've fanned out a little bit. Darwin gaining on Magdalen. Be interested to see how that one pans out. And then I can see Fitz, they are to be bumped, but their blade heights are everywhere. And I think there's an imminent bump, Emma on Fitz. No, Emma are pulling over. And yes, Emma W2 have bumped up on Fitz W1. I'm sorry, Tim. You know, not great to be a resident of Fitz today. Back to you. What's going on back at first post?
Yes, so Homerton come past me chasing Pembroke very tightly, going through past Osier Hall through first post corner. They have got overlap on Pembroke. It looks like there will be a bump coming round into the gut very shortly. Behind that, though, I can't see any more boats. So I will have to go back and try and work out what's happened from Robinson onwards. There seems to have been some bumps. Ben, to you.
Well, something pretty spectacular has just happened. I promised you that... well, no, it's not spectacular. Sorry, I totally lie. Maudlin have just pulled over. It looks very much as though Maudlin have been bumped by Darwin. Darwin rode on. Maudlin, in fact, crashed into the bank slightly. So Maudlin W1 have been bumped by Darwin. I'm now going to throw, though, up to Beth. Beth, some of the boats should be coming to you now.
Hi, yes, thank you. I've just got Mary Edwards coming past me, and I seem to be standing opposite a very big Mary Edwards crowd. They're cheering. The Mary Edwards looking very strong, very comfortable, working quite hard, but there's so much clear water behind them. I can only just see Kings coming past, just round the corner, taking a very tight line into the corner, going to be going wider out. And behind them, I can't see Jesus coming. Ben, can you see what's happened to Jesus behind them?
I can't. No, Jesus rounded grassy and successfully navigated that notoriously difficult bend. Jesus will be somewhere on the Plough Reach. Perhaps they've bumped up on Kings W1. While I leave you to work that out, Beth, I'm going to throw back to Tim just to get the final run done on what went on with all the no boats have come past since Newnham and Sydney Sussex. So I'd love to know what's happened from Robinson downwards, Tim.
Right, so I can only, if you haven't seen Homerton and Pembroke, I can only assume that they bumped just on the out, on the end of first post corner. There was canvas in it as they came past me on the start of it. At the bottom, I've lost everyone between Robinson and Lucy Cavan Hughes Hall. So the last boat that rowed past was Downing, going for a very lonely row over, unless they went for an enormous overbump on Newnham. But now I'm seeing LMBC rowing past me with paddling home with no foliage. So I can only assume that they've been bumped by Lucy Cavan Hughes Hall. I can see Claire, who also appear to have no foliage. I can only assume they've gone down to Queens, which would leave Robin Wolfson bumping up on Robinson. Again, I can see Queens gathering foliage, so I'm going to call this as Queens bumping up on Claire, I think. Lucy Cav, so that leaves that Lucy Cav must have bumped up on LMBC, and Wolfson must have bumped up on Robinson. Now, so Queens have got their flag out, they've got their blades. If I'm correct, Wolfson will also have won their blades. I'm going to try and find the Wolfson boat. For now, Morwenna.
Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot miss the opportunity to say how beautifully Mary Edwards W1 are snaking down the river right now. Lots of levers in that crew, and they have miles of empty river behind them. In fact, they're going at a pretty solid, steady pace, and they're looking absolutely lovely. Beth, is anything going on with you at Fenditton? I haven't had any boats come past me. I still don't know what's happened to Jesus, which is quite strange. Although I have found Sydney Sussex pulled over, so I imagine there has been a bump. I'm just trying to figure out who it's been between and who's been bumped. I think that I'm going to call that Sydney has been bumped just past the Plough by Newnham W2. But I still cannot see what's happened to Jesus. Ben, have we got any idea what's happened to Jesus?
I can't see Jesus, I'm afraid. So I guess Jesus must have bumped up on Kings W1, unless you saw Kings W1 rowing on. I guess because Morwenna hasn't seen either of those crews, Jesus W2 must have bumped up on Kings W1. Or both of those crews have been abducted by aliens. It's one or the other, really. So let's do a provisional rundown of the results. It was a very quick division, lots of early bumps. So very quickly, sorry, Beth, did you have something to add?
Well, I've just had Downing row past me, and I had Kings row past me before. So the one that I seem to be missing is definitely Jesus. So I've got no idea what's happened to them. I'll head back down up the Plough Reach to find out. But back to you, Ben. Or Morwenna.
Okay, Jim. So I'll take it from here. Thank you very much.
Ben, over to you.
Well, before we do the rundown, it seems like the rundown always subject to change. We're going to go. Hello.
To Beth?
I'm afraid it looks like we've lost Tim, unfortunately, so we're going to throw over to Beth instead.
I found the Jesus crew pulled over on Blair Reach, so I'm just heading further down to see who might have done. Claire loves Claire, I found Jesus. I'm going down to see who's been bumped because I can just see Magdalen rowing past with no foliage, so they have definitely been bumped. So I'm trying to figure out who has bumped Jesus. Because if it wasn't Magdalen, then there might have been an overbump on by Darwin
Tim.
Onto Jesus.
Okay, over to Tim. So I have now found the Lucy Cavan Hughes Hall boat who bumped very shortly after the motorway bridge. They've got foliage in their hair, they've got their flag out, they've got their blade. Yes. Lucy Cavan Hughes Hall, how do you feel? Thank you, back to Beth.
Okay, I've just been told by a very, very helpful bystander that Jesus did in fact bump. So when I saw kings rowing past me, they were rowing after being bumped. So Jesus has bumped up, and it appears that they've got blades because they've got their flag proudly sitting on the back of their boat. So Jesus bumped up on kings, as far as I'm concerned. Back to you, Ben.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it, and I'm glad that Jesus aren't in the bowels of a spaceship somewhere. It's glad that we discovered their boat, and congratulations to them on their Uber blades. Really impressive blades there. So let's do a quick rundown. Murray heads W1 row over, so they will have a chance to bump up into, another chance I should add, to bump up into the W1 division later this afternoon. King's W1 bumped by Jesus W2. Jesus 2 getting their blades, not getting abducted by aliens. They do still exist. If you're a parent of a member of the Jesus crew, don't panic, we've located the boat. Magdalen W1 were bumped by Darwin W1. Fitz W1 bumped by Emma W2. Ha ha, Tim Davies, you lose. Sydney Sussex W1 bumped by Newnham W2, Pembroke W2 bumped by Homerton W1, Robinson W1 bumped by Wolfson W1, Clare 2 bumped by Queen's 2, LMBC 2 bumped by Lucy Cav Hughes Hall W1, who get their blades. Congratulations, ladies. And finally, Downing 2, the sandwich boat, remaining sandwich boat. They row.
1, 2, 1, 2. Rowing in the maid bunts, everyone has a role to play. It's all about the people playing to individuals' natural strengths, going out there and showing what you've got.
At EY, we think everyone has got what it takes. It's why our graduate and undergraduate opportunities let you use your strengths in ways that come naturally to you, in tax, corporate finance, audit or advisory.
Get ready. Applications for all EY programmes open on the 1st of July.
Learn more at ey.com/uk/careers. EY, proud sponsors of May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Right, welcome back. We now have Morwenna down at the riverside who can give us the confirmed results from that last race. Morwenna.
Hello, Tim. Yes, so that was a crazy division for the W2 women. So you're going to have to excuse it's a bit noisy. I've got a lot of cyclists going past here. Every single boat bumped out apart from Murray Edwards W1, who rode over at the top of the division, and Downing W2. Who rode over at the bottom. So I'll run through all of the bumps we had. This might take me a couple of minutes. I'm going to try and not to stutter as I go through. So Jesus W2 bumping up on King's W1. Darwin W1 bumping up on Magdalen W1. Emmanuel W2 bumping up on Fitzwilliam W2. Newnham W2 bumping Sydney Sussex W1. Homerton W1 bumping Pembroke W2, Wolfson W1 earning their blades and bumping Robinson W1, Queen's W2 also, I believe, earning their blades, bumping Claire W2, then Lucy Cavendish bumping Lady Margaret W2 and Downing rowing over at the bottom. So a very, very busy division with lots of early bumps in.
Great, thanks, Morwenna. I've got a question, actually. Murray Edwards, do you have a special theme tune or something that you're going to celebrate to?
We don't know, but I think it would probably really annoy them all if I requested Eye of the Tiger, because having coached them all last year, I insisted on playing it over and over and over again. So I'm gonna say Eye of the Tiger, but our hashtag is Well Hard, and I know that there are 9 girls on the river at the moment who would definitely like a shout out with that at the moment.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to dig through the system. I don't actually have Eye of the Tiger to hand, sadly. But I will dig it out, I promise. But congratulations to the Murray Edwards girls. And thanks, Moena. We'll see you for the next race.